This is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories and photos and stuff of animals that I post all the time. And gosh, it is the second Sunday of December, and that means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. And that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And gosh, just before we get back to our caller, because we're in the middle of a call, Nathan, you flashed us a picture of outside, and did my eyes deceive me, or is the sun out in Bellevue?
Yeah, the sun is breaking out, and it looks like it'll probably stay about the way it is right now, not
really
getting too much sunnier, but we can enjoy it while it lasts.
Well, we look like we're in two different universes right now when I look out my window. So could you please send a little bit of that sunshine up my way?
Yeah, I can just take what's at the south and maybe blow really hard and
get those clouds
to go away up north.
Yeah, by the time show's over, then I see I got to go outside for Sunday chores. So, boy, how nice would it be to see a little bit of sunshine after all the rain we've had. It is apparently becoming a partly sunny day in Bellevue. And I think the atmospheric river has moved on. Is that right, Nathan?
We'll have some more rain coming back, but as far as the heavy stuff, that was it.
Yeah, so that Pineapple Express and that atmospheric river stuff is over, thank goodness. I have to say, I had more rain and more water on my property in this last week than I've probably had in at least a year. I have some swampy areas in the grass that I haven't even seen for a couple of years. Well, they're all back now. Mother Nature's making up for it. I mean, I think that's good because we need the snowpack in the mountains, but we got to stay with the cold and keep the snow on the mountains instead of this warming up and melting it off all the time, because that's not good for, you know, our families that are in flood areas. So let's think good thoughts for colder weather in the mountains and that the snow stays in the mountains where it belongs. Alrighty then. It is, like I said, Healing Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We were just getting started, so we're going to welcome back Annette from Arizona, who I believe was referred a longtime listener and friend of Animal Worlds. And she is concerned about a horse. Now, Annette, you mentioned in our first conversation that you are from Come Back Ranch Animal Sanctuary.
Yes, I'm a rescue.
So you're a rescue in Arizona?
We are animal sanctuary. I founded a horse rescue, which is Coachella Valley Horse Rescue in Indio, California. We are an extension of Coachella Valley Horse Rescue here in Eager, Arizona. We took our unadoptable and our elderly horses here to retire and get out of the heat. We had a horse that was having a heat stroke, and we had to find an alternative for him and the other horses that were elderly, and they needed turnouts, and we didn't have that. We had an arena, but they're here to retire and enjoy the nature and get turned out and pastured.
So as your rescue, you said, you know, you wanted to get them out of the heat, but you are in Arizona. Are you in the higher lands? Are you up by Cali and D and where they are?
Yes. I'm up by New Mexico. So we're at 7,000 feet elevation. It's quite cooler. Today we're in the 20s. So
wow, that's cold. Wow, we had some really exciting and hair-raising conversations with Callie and Dee years ago. This was long before the pandemic. But it was there was a time where there were major fires. And they were real threatened anyway. We were on the line I had them on the air and reporting live about the fires and getting them evacuated and off and down. Anyway, we've been through a lot with them. So it's wonderful to hear that they're still doing what they do and
I'm going to be getting together with them this afternoon because she wants to see this horse, and she wants to try and see. We've been researching, trying to figure it out. The veterinarians are scratching their heads. We've had blood tests. We've had all kinds of stuff, and she was 100% diagnosed by two different vets. They thought they knew what it was, and I kept asking for a blood test and a titer, and they finally, after the third visit, said, you know, maybe we need to listen to you. And they did, and it turned out it wasn't what they thought it was. They thought it was something completely different. They thought it was
So how old a horse is Purdy, do we know?
She's coming four this year.
Four. And what kind of signs or symptoms did she have that were concerning you?
Well, she didn't really have any. She was in heat, which is pretty normal for a mare. And she was turned out with a gelding, and they really like each other, but she was bugging him, and he was the gelding, so he was like, I can't really help you. So
right.
I could tell she was annoying him, so I separated them, and I was cleaning her teeth, and I realized the swelling. It looked like mastitis to me, but, you know, mastitis is extremely painful, and she let me touch her, and maybe because I've been training her and working with her, maybe it's the trust between us. I don't know, but she didn't act as reactive as I thought she would with the pain. She picked up her leg, and I tell her, no, you're okay, and then she put her foot back down. But she didn't, you know, try to kick me. She told me she was uncomfortable. But there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of swelling in her teeth, and it's only one. Not the other in her udder, and she's never foaled before. So he thought it was, should I just tell you? I mean, or are you supposed to tell me? I don't know how this works, but I need all the help I can get.
Well, so bottom line, Annette, what I need to let you know, Dr. Nels doesn't, and Linda, they don't diagnose and treat things. In fact, they don't really even need to know any of this stuff, okay? Because Dr. Nels just tunes into the animal and then does what the body tells him to do, okay? So our discussion is more for our human understanding, and you know, we know what's going on, and that way, if you end up calling in every month, you can update us, and we can follow, and we can also help you with our prayers and energy. Okay.
So
Nels has already connected with Purdy, and he's already working on her.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Now, what was she diagnosed as? What did they diagnose as the problem?
Two different veterinarians diagnosed her with dryland distemper, pigeon fever, which is highly contagious.
Wow.
They put her on antibiotics for 2 weeks. One of them did a something that you treat cows for. He put a tube in her with iodine and then gave her a steroid shot. He said absolutely it's pigeon fever, that she was going to open up, that she had an abscess that it was either going to absorb in her body or it would open up and drain, which is highly contagious. So I had to, you know, they want her isolated. And now, you know, and I kept asking for a blood test. I finally got a blood test. It came back. They did a titer, and it came back negative to dryland distemper and pigeon fever. So she was misdiagnosed and mistreated. In the meantime,
yeah, because I don't know. Sometimes I'm, you know, I can be very intuitive. On I was getting a no on the, on that. So, so she didn't have a titer for it.
She did have a titer. It came out negative. I asked for a blood test from the very beginning. It took 2 months to get one, almost 2 months, because they two vets were positive they knew what it was because that's what it looked like to them. But it's one teat. It looks like a cow that's nursing. It was so huge. Huh. She's moving into me now.
And that has not changed?
It's gone down a little bit, but it's gotten wider and bigger, so it's spread, and it's it feels to me like not an abscess, but a tumor. It's hard and it's hot, and I'm not.
Well, I'm wondering, Annette. Let me just ask you, because you know I'm a retired vet tech, you know, technician.
Okay.
So, but all my veterinary experience is pretty much with dogs and cats, small animal practice. I've owned and lived with horses, but I don't know that much. But when listening to what you're saying about that, you know, the vet veterinary part of me says, well, has anybody aspirated this lump? You know, they stick a needle in it, pull some fluid out, and then you can see, is it an abscess? Is it a tumor? Have they done that?
Yes, he did that on the second visit, and that's before he did the blood test and everything. And he said that he thought now it could be cancer, it could be a mass, it could be a tumor instead of an abscess. And he thought he said he misdiagnosed it, he believes. But he said it could still be dry land distemper. We don't know. But he did aspirate it with three different needles, and he got blood only. He didn't get any pus or anything but blood, and that's what scared him. And that's when he said she needs a biopsy. And when I called the hospital, they said that they'd have I'd have to leave her there for at least a week and have all kinds of tests. But yeah, and I said, no, can't you just do a tissue biopsy and check out her you know, her teeth, find out, you know, exactly what, you know, is going on here. This is what I texted my vet last night after he's now decided that it could be something where he wants to do. I'll tell you. Let me just tell you my text to him. I said, could we check her THS levels and hormone levels? Her hormones were very active with her being in heat. I said, she also has a skin disorder at the time. I said, maybe her thyroid. She looked like she had dry rot, and I had just given her bath. So that was kind of odd for her. That's gone now, though. She doesn't have that. Her skin is looking good, but her mane is super dry, and her tail, and she's losing hair dramatically, which to me, I think thyroid. I could be wrong. It could be the dry weather.
Well, it's interesting that you would mention that. So this is the sideline. And now Dr. Nails is still working on Purdy, so there's apparently a lot to balance with this horse. When you started talking about Purdy here and the different things that are going on with her, it sounds to me there is an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that has been missed by traditional human and veterinary medicine.
Okay,
it is common. Pardon me?
Underline what?
It's an underlying endocrine immune imbalance. So hormonal stuff.
Right. That's where I
It's been that's missed. It's been missed by traditional veterinary medicine. So most vets don't even know about it. The doctor that discovered it like 60 years ago now and did all the pioneering initial work with it is now passed on, but his website is still active and we still work with it a lot with animals, with veterinarians that are aware of it. Anyway, the interesting thing for you to know, Annette, and we may need to continue this discussion off the air or something, but at any rate, I had a horse, my horse, had lots of problems as an older horse. There was stuff going on in my life. I don't have time in this show right now to tell you the whole story of my Dan. But they had diagnosed him as having cancer. He looked like a dairy cow, an old dairy cow, you know, skeleton with just skin on. His teeth were all falling out. He broke a bone in his knee and it wouldn't heal. And we were ready to put him down, but then I discovered this veterinarian who had discovered this endocrine immune imbalance, and there is a blood test panel to diagnose it and all. Anyway, bottom line is we ended up doing the blood test on my horse. He was classically imbalanced for this problem, this hormonal problem. And it's treated a little differently in humans or in dogs or in cats or in horses. The interesting thing with horses, what you treat them with to treat this imbalance is thyroid medication. Okay. That's all
thyroid?
We need. So thyroid, right.
Okay,
so all
this is
that
what
we
he
did,
wanted to do. Can I just tell you real quick what he wants to do next? Okay.
What does
so
he want to do?
What he wants to do is he wants to give her a dietetic. It's called dexamethasone steroid.
Dexamethasone.
So he wants to give her a steroid and a diuretic. And I said, what are the effects? What are the negative effects that this could cause. And he said she would probably pee a lot. But I'm like, okay, but she doesn't drink a lot of water, which is super cold right now, so they're not drinking a lot of water. I do have salt for her.
Okay, well, let me just tell you.
It affects her kidneys.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and horses can have trouble with steroids. Yeah, dexamethasone is a steroid. Now, what you need to know about this imbalance that I'm talking about, dogs are treated with both steroids and thyroid. Humans are treated with steroids and thyroid. Cats tend to run high thyroid, so they're treated only with steroids. Horses tend to run high with a steroid, so they only get thyroid. So the steroids wouldn't hurt her. And if she has this imbalance, which from my perspective is very likely, she probably doesn't need the steroid. She only needs the thyroid, but the steroids are not going to really hurt necessarily. But with a horse, you got to be a little careful with that. But I'll tell you, if that's what is underlying this, you put her on, like with my horse, put him on the thyroid. Within 60 days, complete 100% reversal. He gained all the weight back. His teeth stopped falling out. He started eating. His bone and his leg healed. And he lived to be 34 years old and died of old age and nothing about the imbalance. So my vote would be, and I'll tell you, the vet that I worked with, he was so skeptical, didn't believe this, but because of who I was and I do radio and all of that, he said, well, your horse is dying of cancer, but we'll try the thyroid anyway. And we did, and he was blown away. And he, to this day, he runs into horses that have symptoms like this. He just puts them on thyroid and they miraculously get better. And so everybody thinks he walks on water. So you might want to just do thyroid. But anyway, we can continue this. I can tell you more about this off the air. Let's get back right now to Dr. Nels, because it looks like you have finished working on Purdy. So did any of this stuff resonate, Dr. Nels, when you were working on Purdy? And did you pick up anything? And how is the horse imbalanced? What'd you do?
Well, what I found was, as I typically look for the energy imbalance and blockages, there was a lot of trouble on both sides of the body. And a lot of what I would consider the classical fight flight type of pattern of blockage in her system. So I reset that. And the fight or flight, who knows where it came from, but it takes precedence. It's an automatic system. It takes precedence over everything else. So it can throw their hormones out of whack. It can throw their body and their neurology into a bizarre state. So this is a good, you might say, step one to rebalancing the system and see if anything starts to shift for her.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
She's got a great appetite. She hasn't stopped eating. She hasn't stopped drinking. She's not laying down excessively. She doesn't act like she's in pain. But the area keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's hard as a rock, and it's hot. And but her teat has gone down a little bit. The swelling has gone down within the last week a little bit. So she was on antibiotics for 2 weeks. I don't know if that did anything, but that was 2 months ago. So really, we haven't done a whole lot with her. You know, they want us to do a needle biopsy on her, a tissue biopsy. I mean, I'm sorry, not needle. We've already done that. A tissue biopsy on her, and they want to put her on, like I said,
the steroid, not thyroid.
They want to put her on a steroid and a diuretic. To make her, and that he said, will make her pee a lot, which I don't know.
Yeah,
It doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, and if it didn't feel good, I wouldn't do it. If the horse were mine, now and hearing the whole story, and if I were you in this situation with what Dr. Nels just did, and if she needed so much balancing. This may in fact be what's really underlying all of this. And with Nels doing the balancing, and especially if you connect with him off the air, because I would imagine that she might need a series of treatments, Dr. Nels,
It could be, yes.
But it would, he would have more time. He always does a free telephone evaluation, Annette, so he can talk to you off the air about this. But I would tend to see what this work with Dr. Nels does. Because maybe, you know, she really doesn't have the endocrine immune imbalance. She just it seems like she does because her system was so out of balance. So once that's back in, she might be better. If I were going to do anything, I'd put the horse on thyroid on general principles. And I'd see if you could get the vet to prescribe a month's trial on thyroid. Because you might find that just turns her right around. But on the other hand, I would go with Dr. Nels and see how that works before I, you know, did a whole lot more diagnostic stuff and so forth.
Right.
But if it doesn't balance and resolve just with Dr. Nels and the neuroenergetic balancing work, I'd put her on thyroid and see what happens. Now the other thing we can do, obviously, you're very connected with Purdy, mm-hmm. and this has been, you know, I'm certainly a challenging situation for you to go through. We usually have Linda then work on the human that's involved to balance things. Are you open to having a session with Linda?
Yeah,
here on the air. Okay,
sure.
Then anything
that can help, absolutely. You know, I'm pretty connected with the horses. A lot of times they'll wake me up in the middle of the night and they will tell me what's bothering them. I had a horse colic and wake me up one night. He had little stones in his butt that I pulled out. I mean, they do talk to me. But
yeah, and by the way, I actually, when the first time I met Dr. Nels, he was doing a demonstration at a horse stable. I watched mm-hmm. him pull a horse out of colic just by mm-hmm. doing this neuroenergetic balancing.
Wow.
And what great. It took, Dr. Nels, probably less than 10 minutes, and you had this horse completely balanced, and the colic was done.
And that wasn't just any horse. That was a horse that had come in and had to be suspended because it was too weak to be up on its own. It was so starved. Uh-huh. So,
wow,
yeah, it was quite
amazing.
Something.
Yeah, so quite amazing.
My first thought with her was mastitis, but the vet said, absolutely, it can't be mastitis, because if it was mastitis, this mare wouldn't let us get near her, that she would try to kick. I can touch, she's following me all over the round pen right now. Everywhere I go, she's right connected with me. Or you, I don't know, it's one of us or both. But anyway,
well, animals really like this neuroenergetic balancing. I don't know, when we were at the top of the hour and doing Jingle Cats music, my cats heard Dr. Nels on the computer and they came in and had to say hi to their favorite Dr. Nels.
That's wonderful.
So the animals usually really, really like it. Nathan's pointing out to me that we've talked so much, or I have talked so much, that we are off our schedule. So have you got time to hold on so we could run our ads and then we'll come back and Linda can do a treatment with you?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. So we're going to put Annette and Purdy, the Rocky Mountain horse, on hold here and take care of our advertisers. And then when we come back, Linda will do a treatment for Annette and we'll wrap that up. And then Bettina, being patient in Seattle, will get to you. Phone lines are open, 425-373-5527. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Those jingle cats. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of the second hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're in the middle of, you did just hear about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and just know that the new East West Bookshop is open for business in downtown Edmonds, and you might want to stop in to do some of your Christmas shopping. AnandaWashington.org, you can find out all the details. Alrighty then. We are going to get back to Arizona and our conversation with Annette. And complicated situation going on with the horse. Thinking about it, Annette, if this were my horse, I would continue with Dr. Nils, see what's going on, how this shakes out with that. But I would have no problem with them putting the horse on dexamethasone if they do thyroid at the same time. Right. But, and that would be the treatment for this underlying endocrine immune imbalance. Dexamethasone.
And that's what the vet is suggesting. That's exactly what the vet suggested.
Okay. Right. Well, whoever the vet, if he's suggesting the dexamethasone and thyroid, I'd say do it, and I'll bet you it solves the problem and the horse recovers. And then you can get off the dexamethasone, but she may need thyroid for the rest of her life. But once you're out, you have a chance. If you can talk to me, I can tell you how your vet can do a blood test. There's one lab in the country that does the diagnostic panel for this imbalance. You've got to draw the serum and freeze it and overnight it to a lab in Texas. But then we could find out if she does, in fact, have this imbalance. So that's a possibility, too. But that conversation will have to happen later.
Okay.
And anyway, I'm going to turn you over to Linda so she can do a session with you and hopefully get a little bit of balancing for your perspective in this whole thing. Does that sound okay to you?
Yes. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
What do you think about the diuretic?
That's not something I would do. I don't, that just takes the fluid out, but the dexamethasone, the steroid's going to act like a diuretic. Because they pee so much. So I don't know why you'd do that additionally, but I'm not the vet, so.
Okay, I was just curious.
I would just do the dexamethasone temporarily and the thyroid indefinitely, probably permanently.
Okay.
All righty. So, Linda, Annette is all yours.
Hi, Annette. So
Hi,
I'm going to ask you to... The way this works is you're just going to think of something. You're not going to tell me what you're thinking. I'd like you to think about someone that you've met in the course of your life who was the best veterinary doctor or tech or front office person, whoever in your experience, just let it come into your mind, was the absolute person that you found so helpful in whatever way you felt you really needed. And just let your memory, if there's more than one, just select one. Just let that person come into your memory. Do you have someone in your mind right now?
I do.
Okay, focus on that person. Focus on how you feel when you think of this person. And then set that person outside your thoughts and focus on tranquility, the feeling of tranquility. And the number four. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down toward your heart. So just rolling your closed eyes downward, thinking tranquility four, and taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
Annette, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes down, looking towards your heart. You've taken in a deep breath and holding it for as long as you comfortably can. When you need to, release that air and replace with another breath, continually thinking tranquility four, tranquility four, tranquility four.
Okay, Annette, good job. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open. You're just going to tip your head and look down toward the earth, and then let your head come up to a comfortable position. And then let that person that you were remembering come back into your thoughts, noticing how you feel when you think about them. And that is complete. Good job. So the affirmation for you that will be most helpful is to think, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility. And you're going to want to think that a lot. And if this person can be partnered in your mind with the feeling of tranquility, that will make the energy stronger for you. And I really think it'll help to just stabilize how you're feeling.
So, Linda, you would want Annette doing this affirmation a number of times every day for several days to come.
For several days, today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Okay. And that'll keep the energy going, Annette.
Okay.
All right. So, Dr. Nils, anything you wanted more to say about Purdy?
Not really so much about Purdy, just if Annette would like to communicate with me, just go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the quick response button, and I'll be getting back to you shortly.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good idea, Annette. And the one
exactly,
last...
What was that? I'm trying to write it down real quick. I'm sorry. I'm new on this, so hold on one
healing, second. Healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com.
Okay, got it.
Got that? Okay. Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you, I think you should connect with Dr. Nils the way we just talked about. You're going to do it, and we'll see how this treatment today and Linda's work with you, how that, if that shifts anything, then depending on where you are, you could call us again next Sunday, because the third Sunday we have our communicator, medium, psychic person. Her name is Natasha Venter, and she will be with us next week.
Oh, okay.
So you could call in next week, and we can have her take a look at the energy and see what we might be able to extract from her.
Okay. Spinal.
And the other thing I just might as well tell you is that I was going to tell you this anyway, but I also know that I think that Natasha is listening to this conversation because, you know, she's on the line. And anyway, so she'll be familiar, and that means she can be looking at the energy and so forth. But I think it'd be a good idea for you to check in with us next week.
Okay, perfect.
All right. So you can contact me if you need to off the air, but first contact would be with Dr. Nils, okay?
Okie dokie. And he doesn't really have anything?
Well, I think you've said all you needed to say, Dr. Nils, correct?
Yeah, right. I've done anything else we can communicate between us off the air.
Okay, good. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. All right. And then you keep us posted because you're part of the family now and we want to follow this case. But my vote is for the Dex and the thyroid.
Okay.
After you know, if we need to, after Dr. Nils. Okay.
Right.
All righty. Yeah. Say hi to Callie and Dee for me. And hopefully we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All righty. We better take care of advertisers and then get to our very patient Bettina in Seattle will be next up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues, everybody, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2222. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of our Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So I'm just going to expedite things here so we can get in as much as we can before we end this hour. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We're taking your phone calls, and let's head to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello and good morning.
Thanks for being so patient.
Sure. I hope Purdy gets better.
Yeah. That's a challenging case, but I'm really glad that Callie and Dee referred her up here to Dr. Nils. It should be great help and be fun to watch this case and see what happens. Anyway, what do you need help with today, Bettina?
Well, I would like some help with my dogs and myself. About a month ago, I fell, broke my ankle, had surgery, and am recovering. But so at home, I'm working with a knee scooter, walker, cane, all that. The dogs are afraid of it. I have multiple people coming and walking my dogs because I can't do it. It's a non-weight-bearing recovery for about 6 weeks.
Wow. Oh, bless your heart.
I feel fortunate that my neighbors are consistently walking my dogs, but like Luna doesn't want to leave me. She's protective. And I just know that they could both use a little reset. And then anything that Linda could help me with, I'm open to.
Okay, so we've got Luna. And what's your other dog's name?
Skeeter, and they're both
Skeeter. That's right. That's what I thought. Dr. Nils, have you can you connect with Luna and Skeeter?
Yep.
With because
Luna wants to be first.
Okay, so Luna's crashed the line. She's gone right to the head of the line.
Yeah.
So Dr. Nils is starting on Luna, and he will work on the dogs. Let's turn Bettina. Let's turn you over to Linda, so she can address your stuff. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Bettina. So today, let's start by having you just think about how you feel about your health.
Okay.
Just think about your health kind of globally, all of you, and notice how you feel.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of desire. Desire and the number 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking desire 3.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and holding that breath as long as you comfortably can, releasing the breath and replacing it whenever you need to. Thinking desire 3. Desire 3. Desire 3.
Good job. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth or down toward your toes, depending on your posture. And then just letting your head be in a normal, relaxed position and thinking again about how you feel about your health. And that is complete. And So the affirmation that's going to support healing and balance right now is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of desire. And you'll just be putting a lot of emphasis in your awareness about what your desire is for yourself.
So I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of desire.
Yes.
All righty. It looks like Dr. Nels, you're still busy with the dogs.
I was just doing the last set of points on Skeeter. They're both tuned up. They're definitely needed their fight flight system reset. And Bettina's already getting excited about joining me for the workshop, which we haven't even mentioned yet, that I'll be doing a free workshop for up to a dozen people they have to be members of my group, my Healing Ministry for Animals Association. Yeah. But January 16th, Zoom call. Woohoo, it's going to be great. So if you're interested in doing that, folks, and you're not a member, just contact me through healingministryforanimals.com and we'll get you set up to join that free Zoom workshop.
Well, I'm wondering how come I didn't know about that. Did you send out?
I sent out in my newsletter. So it's in my newsletter and maybe you didn't read down far enough. I don't know.
Well, I didn't. Did the newsletter come out today?
It went out last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
I didn't. I'm going to have to go back, but I don't think I got it.
Check your spam filter.
but I have to do that because sometimes my computer does that. But I'll go back and check next Sunday. But I don't remember seeing it. Now, maybe I missed it, but I'll go back and find out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if people are interested in that, a free Zoom class, they need to contact you.
Yeah, and the membership only costs $10 to just join the general membership of Healing Ministry for Animals, and then you can be a part of the free workshop. And normally when I get on a Zoom call and show somebody how to do this reset, that's, you know, like $150. So it's a good deal.
So this is a good deal. Woohoo.
Yeah. I can't wait for it.
All righty. So Bettina, thanks so much for calling in and enjoy the Zoom class in January. But it sounds like we'll probably be on the air again before that class.
Yes.
Won't we?
Okay. Yep. One more time
before that class. But you're limiting how many students you'll take, right?
Right. Yep. Up to a dozen signups. That's what we're going to do. This is my first time ever doing this type of program, so I don't want to overwhelm myself.
Right. Okay. So maiden voyage. All right, Bettina. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you all. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty. Well, we might as well do what we did last year to get started with our next caller. And we all know her because we were just talking about her. But calling in from the north, the Skagit Valley, that would be our wonderful communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, feng shui gal, and all that sort of stuff. Natasha Venner's on the line. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, you're a week early.
I know I am a week early, but life is going to happen next week. So I thought I would call and help my house be a little bit more
sounds like do you have a new addition to your family? Is that what's going on?
I will, yes. I sent you a text of my kitty and
just open
and
that
he
up.
He's gonna be coming home next week, and at the same time my kid from New Mexico is gonna be flying in. At the same time, my husband doesn't do well with Mercury in retrograde, so I'm just asking for something because old patterns are starting to already arise, and I'm just kind of looking for, you know, balance with the dog, the kitty, and then my cat, who I think I saw her walking across the field today. So I have a
meaning.
Cat that, I have a cat that basically, you know, she's pretty feral, and so she doesn't want to come in the house anymore. So.
Oh, so you thought you saw her outside. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. So we're almost at the top of the hour, so we'll have to break for the top of the hour. But it sounds like, did you want Dr. Nels to work specifically on the kitten that you're getting or the cat you've got or both?
Yes. I was asking, actually, maybe he can help with my dog, Cleo, who, you know, she's a black mouth cur, so she gets a little hyper, and I'm hoping that this kitten and her become buds in a way that, you know, can be in sync with each other for whoever they're meant to be together. I'm not trying to put any restrictions on it, but if I can do anything to help the being in sync together with all the energies going on, because my dog is very connected with my husband, who's doing some negotiations, so with emotions and stuff like that. So things are a little out of balance in the house right now. And so I was hoping to.
Okay, so it looks like, Dr. Nails, you're making a connection with the dog.
Yes, I've got Cleo connected here, okay. So I'll start resetting.
Okay, so he's going to start resetting the dog. We've got a break now and, you know, do our Jingle Cats fun and dance for the top of the hour. Then we'll come back. So can we put you on hold, and then we'll Melinda can work on you, and Dr. Nails can pick up on one of the other animals or whatever we need to do at that point.
Most definitely.
Okay, so Natasha will hang in the wings, and we're going to do our Jingle Cats. And I forgot to tell you, you know, bopping and rocking and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head or your bed or your chair, or get up and Jingle Cat and dog with us. I energize up the Jingle Cats with our yogi energization prayer to get us extra energy and juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our hearts, minds, and souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and dogs, and they are coming right up. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.